Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We bring him in now, Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette. So, Eric, you heard Goody said, look, we tried to maybe take a look at an explosive offensive player. There wasn't anybody there midseason. And he thought Aaron Rodgers played extremely well, led the team at times, carried the team at times, but obviously he's looking for bigger and better things in year two. Give me your thoughts on what you heard.
I liked it. What else is he going to say? You know, so I think some of it you got to understand is he's a executive talk. A lot of words, not saying a whole lot. I would agree with him that he probably wasn't anybody – you know, explosive at the mid part of the season that they could go and get before the trade deadline had expired. So that is the thing that I was looking for is what the thought process there. And I'm quite frankly surprised he shared a little bit about that.
So tell me, because he had talked about they have not gotten into the scouting department when it comes to setting up their board yet. And obviously they've got to go through the combine and such. But he said, you know, my guys tell me, this is a wide receiver heavy draft. Were you taken aback by that? Because everybody thinks the GM just has their finger on the pulse and they're ready to make a deal at any point in time. I was kind of like, you know what? It's good that he's just relying on his guys. He must feel really comfortable with his staff.
Sure, and some of that is theatrics. You know, he wants everybody to know that his guys are good because, quite frankly, you know, those guys are going to be looking for bigger and better jobs at some point. And you're kind of proud when your guys get the accolades and get a bigger job at another club. I mean, those aren't negative things. And, you know, so I took that as this guy is a team leader. He's a true leader because sometimes, when things go good, it's always everybody on your team's, you know, they're doing good. When things go bad, then you take the, there's one fall guy. So I kind of liked it. I thought that was refreshing.
The discussion of the defense, he said Rashawn Gary, he disagreed. He thought he was a contributing player. He talks about Oren Burks coming back from injury. He was their best special teams player, having high hopes for these guys. Now, he has to because they're his guys. But did you see the same thing?
Well, I certainly saw a ton of improvement in Rashawn Gary from game one in the preseason to, in the late in the season here. You know, you saw a lot of development, especially with his hands and his ability to do something other than a bull rush, which up until about week 8 or 9, you really didn't see. And those are things that are going to take some time. You still can't coach the power, the explosion, the speed. You can't coach those things. You can coach up pass rush moves and that kind of stuff. So I was I saw a big improvement to him. Oren Burks, if that's your special team demon, and that's what he is, and that's what he is. But they need to, I think we'll see it, I think they need to upgrade at that position.
I do, too. I think they have to get better. I don't know what Oren Burks is going to give to the to next season, but I do know you can't go in going, Oren Burks has this because he hasn't given you enough to really prove anything at this point. So I understand and completely agree. One of the other things that really kind of caught my eye or caught my ear, he talked about the amount of injuries or lack thereof. He said, look, it was tough to get a lot of these young guys on the field because there wasn't opportunities. We were so damn healthy. And for everybody wanting certain players to produce, the opportunities for some of the young guys just simply weren't there.
That's a nice way of saying it. I think the reality is, though, some of the young guys didn't take the step that they needed to. You know, at the end of the season, MVS is getting, only a handful of snaps. That's not because of someone else was healthy, because he just didn't develop.
Yeah.
So, you got to read through this stuff with and understand a little football talk once in a while. But I think, he's a good leader, and they got a good leadership in the locker room and a good leadership with the coach. And, it looks like Goody's he's doing a good job up there, too.
I was kind of listening real close when he started talking about the defense. And one of the things that he alluded to, and this kind of raised an eyebrow to me, because we know it didn't sound promising out of Matt LaFleur's presser regarding Mike Pettine. Then Goody says Mike and his staff did a great job with the new pieces, closed out games when in the past they hadn't been able to do that, and he said they were even better when the offense wasn't clicking. It sounds like he might have had a little bit of input as to whether or not Mike Pettine was going to stay or go.
That I don't know. Yeah, it's from on the surface that you might be able to surmise that, but I'm not so sure. To me it sounds like he was pressured, you know, Mike Pettine was coming with the deal, even when Matt LaFleur was hired. So, yeah, it could be Brian, could be Mark, too, you know. But you're right. The way it sounded, he probably had a little hand in the pie there.
Talking with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. So, overall, he said, look, there's a deal with Kenny Clark that's most likely coming. They want to get him locked up. But as far as the rest of these guys that have contracts or not have contracts that are unrestricted free agents, they haven't gotten into that evaluation process. Very evasive. Did not sound like he was going to commit to anybody. He was specifically asked about Blake Martinez and Brian Bulaga. Said, no, we're going to take some time to look and see what we want to do. And he didn't sound like he was really going to be gung-ho about bringing anybody specific back.
No, some of that is that they had to, some of it's theatrics. Hey, Kenny Clark, we love you. You got to talk about that. And quite frankly, it's another piece of the puzzle that you got to have. Really, for the success of that defense. So, but that was some love there. And then the other guys just probably wasn't tipping his hand. I think it'd be really hard to bring back some of those guys, especially Brian Bulaga and for Martinez. Mm-hmm. Those are tough, tough decisions. So to let to tip your hand could certainly make things go good or bad.
Overall, do you like what Goody had to say? First of all, it was good to hear from a general manager and actually take a lot of questions and sound like he was going to discuss some things. So it's a little bit different. Every year I listen to him and it's not Ted Thompson, I'm kind of like, whoa, you actually get a little bit of information. But overall, what did you take away from listening to Brian Gutekunst?
You hear a lot of that. A lot of talk. He's a great communicator. There's no question. You got some information there that I was surprised. Especially divulging the Kenny Clark thing. The more that you're around football, the more that when these guys are in front of a microphone, they do a lot of talking but don't say a whole lot. And that's just part of the business. And I thought it was very refreshing. I think it was heartfelt, and I think he meant what he was saying. And I don't think there was any lies or BS there. So, yeah, I thought it was very, very interesting. I hope it continues.
Brian, or Eric, I should say, good stuff all season long. It was good to get the Brian Gutekunst stuff evaluated. And we're going to, kind of obviously lean on you all throughout the offseason. And anytime there's any breaking Packers news, we're all going to chat about it. So I appreciate your input all season long, Eric.
Hey, it's just, like I said on Monday, this is great, and it's tremendous experience, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity. And thank you very much, and your listeners. I wish the draft was next week.
Perfect. I wish it was, and we'll get to it. I'm sure you're going to be a big part of it, too, as far as our coverage goes. But we'll chat again soon down the road, pal, okay?
All right. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.